was in this area from being more or less straight after. Well, it must have been over a year, because then, or 18 months probably then, by the time my D-Day, sorry, my demobilisation number come up. And don't ask me the number.
Remember the date?
Yeah, it must have been round about July of the sort of following year, wouldn't it? Be the following year.
46.
Yeah, and as I say, the way I work out that, because when I was demobbed, then you had the 3 months leeway, I think, of drawing pay. So that's how I come up to the end of me pay on that one, yeah.
And you came over from Lubecka to where?
Well, I think we're going to places like Cherbourg or, and then over to go over and then.
Where were you demobbed?
York.
And that was straight over and straight to York, was it? Or were you somewhere else in the country for a while?
Oh, no, no. It was just a matter of night, say in Dover and then up to London and straight up to York, and that was it.
What was the process of demobilisation?
Process.
I
just want to get off. I didn't remember much about that. All I remember is that.
You get your suit.
I got my suit. Yeah, my grey suit and my raincoat and me hat, me trilby. Yeah, me and trilby. and then back home. That was it. And
did you get a medical before you left the army?
Yes, we did.
And what did they classify at that late stage?
B7, yeah, I remember.
And did that mean that you could apply for a pension for your
income? Yeah, I got a small pension for about 2 years, I think. And I remember being interviewed by the medical officer. And in them days, I was a bit fiery, I must admit, as far as that went. And I always remember saying, Mr. Eagles, I notice you don't lose much work. Now, I said, sir, when you're self-employed, one doesn't get paid when you don't work. And I always remember the sergeant when I came in, he says, phew, that wasn't very intelligent.
And so you were demobbed then and,
yeah.
And obviously came home and settled into your...
Yeah.
The work that you do now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking back over the years that you were in the army, what were the worst moments?
Yeah, well, really, I mean, I don't really say. I can't really say I had any worst moments, to be honest. I mean, I must admit, let's put it this way, I'm pleased I didn't miss it. That's all. I mean, I think the other thing is, obviously you miss your family, you know what I mean, because I was a mother's boy. And I thought the comradeship, good friends, and that's it. I can't really say I've any. I think we all had a duty to do, and we didn't.